Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Has anybody seen this? Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in Miami Beach. Former Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gilliam found naked with sodomite, a homosexual escort, doing drugs with them. Why did these people act? Why are they so encouraged to act outside of their scope of authority, man? Again, because they know that the people aren't going to lawfully deal with them. Oh, my goodness. How embarrassing, embarrassing, embarrassing. Americans, people are laughing at you because you're allowing these people to do what they will. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Again, we're giving you information that the mainstream media refuses to give you through omission, censorship. This is the information they don't want you to see. That's why they're suppressing this site. It's another topic, but let's get over to this. I got some audio I want to play from you, from 2009. The media is diverting your attention from the 35 known jihadi camps in America. What are you hearing about coronavirus? What are you hearing about the charade concerning the false impeachment process? What are you hearing about Joe Biden and Hunter Douglas and their crimes, and Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton being called out again by Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch? I mean, come on, friends. And I'm not saying that that's diversion. That's good news. But I am saying, friends, the fact of the matter is why is this being overlooked? I mean, wouldn't this take precedent? I want to go back just a little bit. This is reported by Mac Slavo. 11 children were rescued from a compound. Don't forget about this. And they just found another one in Mississippi, too, by the way. 11 children were rescued from a compound in New Mexico, which was being run by armed Muslim extremists in New Mexico. Do you remember this? I spoke with the sheriff out there. Authorities found all children living in deplorable living conditions after raiding the property, looking specifically for a 3-year-old boy whom they found dead. There was tunnels under this compound in New Mexico. You know what they were doing? They were raising up children to go into public schools in America to shoot them up. Now, this is what's happening in America. A Muslim military camp heavily armed in New Mexico, training up children to go into schools and shoot them up. Right? Wasn't it Mengele? Right, the angel of death, SS officer under Adolf Hitler. They called him the angel of death. He said, the more that we do to you, the less that they believe we're doing it. Gosh, stick to the word. Stick to the Constitution. This stuff is really easy to detect, friends. Really easy to detect. A Muslim military camp, heavily armed in New Mexico, trained up children to go into schools in America to shoot them up. Yes, you heard that right, in America. They are bringing their culture with them into this country. They're not looking for help. They're here to terrorize. Look at their Quran, friends. They'll tell you. They're looking to conquer. I just wrote during this last week, friends, and talked about it on one of my shows. 93% of Muslims in American government, they have no business being there. Right? Do not and will not express support for the U.S. Constitution. How long before the American people respond? Oh, by the way, I wanted to go back to this Muslim military camp that was busted in New Mexico. Remember a week and a half after it was exposed and they had to share it through the mainstream media outlets? You remember who came in and destroyed all evidence? The FBI did. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the media's diverting your attention from the 35 known jihadi camps in America. And then I'm talking about what's happening to show you the fruits and to bring about the facts that the mainstream media refuses to give you. In Mexico, they found 11 Muslim children that were armed. They were being trained by Muslim extremists to go into schools in this country to shoot them up. Quote, unquote. Who destroyed all the evidence? The FBI did. Wow. Maybe that's why we're not hearing about the 35 known jihadi camps. And then again, if we go to the DHS and we look at their 72 definitions of what a terrorist are, that defines all of us in this country. Okay? If you're anti-Muslim, you're considered a domestic terrorist. I don't know if you know that. If you have a gun, you're considered a domestic terrorist by the DHS in America. Did you know that? I just wanted to make sure you did. If you're pro-life, you're considered a domestic terrorist in America by your own government agencies that were created after September 11th. If terror or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America. Oh, how little we have learned from history, right? Okay. Who gains from it? Who's gained from it? Who's attacked us more than the mainstream media and our said representatives, or at least that's what we're taught to believe that they are, right? Nobody. Look at the agencies that have been created. Just this last week, as I said during the first segment, we found out that behind this coronavirus crisis, that government on both sides of the unconstitutional aisles reauthorized the Patriot Act. It's unconstitutional. If you read in there, friends, remember it was passed at 3:30 in the morning and not one representative read it before they signed on to it? Oh, my goodness, friends. Ah! All right, let's go on, right? See, we're being told that these people coming from the Middle East, and I'm not talking, let me make it clear, because some idiot wants to take me out of context every time. Those that are here to assimilate, we're in this together. Because we've all assimilated. If we haven't personally, there has someone been that has gone before us that has. A grandpa, great, 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 great grandpa, whatever the case might be. Or most recently. But if you're not and you're here to conquer, you need to be deported now. But what we're being told by the mainstream media, right? You're being told that they're here to contribute to society. They're here to contribute to society. Really? Wow. I just got done telling you that a Muslim military camp heavily armed in New Mexico some time ago was popped open. And they found out these Muslim extremists were raising these kids up to shoot up schools in America to create the crisis. Right? Order out of chaos. Nothing new under the sun. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Right? Give us another reason to go after the guns. The American people can't be trusted. Woo! Yeah. Oh, no, no. You know what's going on right now is people are, their lights are going on. Their eyes are opening up to what they're being told. And they're realizing that they're being lied to, right? I want to say this again. You're being told by the mainstream media and said representatives that they're here to contribute to society. But then again, that's all we have to do is look to Europe, like I've said so many times. But let me color that in for you, okay? If we go to Denmark, we find out that 450% of the crimes that are committed there are by Muslims. More crimes committed by Muslims, 450%, than non-Muslims in Denmark, with small percentages, okay? But you're being told by the mainstream media that they're here to contribute to society. And if you dare question that, you're a bigot. You're a racist. You're a hater. We'll be right back.
This is Rob Hugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As
you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We would love to hear from you. We're talking about 35 jihadi camps in America today. And for some reason or another, you're being distracted from all of this information, which would take precedent concerning what we're being told, right? Oh, in so many different ways. I was just highlighting, friends, 35 jihadi camps in America. I'm going to play some audio from two different outlets. One is Fox News. I've always liked Sean Hannity. I want to tell you why I like Sean Hannity. Not Fox News, but the New York Times did a big spread on me and Michelle Bachmann some time ago. They put us on the front page and in the center page. It was a great article. It was actually positive, which, by the way, why nobody wanted to read it, because it was positive. It wasn't negative, right? They love to hear negative news. They want to beat up on somebody. Well, it was a positive article. And after he read that, it got back to our PR, public relations, that Sean Hannity thinks Bradley Dean's bigger than life. See, what he's seeing is not me. I'm not taking that accolade. He sees my father through me. He is. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, the Bible says. It's exactly what he sees. But I've always liked Sean. He's one of the very far and few between that I do like. And I think he's sincere, but I think he's misled on so many different fronts concerning the constitutionality of the issues that he talks about. That's just my opinion. And I would be more than happy when I get on his show to discuss those with him. But for the record, I've always liked him. Now, I know that I oftentimes share with you over and over again that you can't trust the mainstream media. These two reports by Fox News are second to none. They told you the truth in 2009 because I think that it was on the minds of the majority of the people in this country concerning terror cells. Well, then guess what? Anderson Cooper, we know he's a CIA agent. We understand all that. But he did a great report. Did he blurt the truth out in his confusion? Yeah, probably. But you know what? Far be it from me to be backwards to give praise where praise is due. It was a great article. It really was. It was a great piece. I'm going to play that audio for you in just a couple moments from Fox and then from CNN. And I want you to hear the information that they reported across the airwaves in the United States of America in 2009. And then lay to your candor the question, why is it we haven't heard a peep about it since? But they keep using it, don't they, friends, to control the people, to control the people. See, if people would put two and two together, they would see what it equals. In other words, if they keep pushing the fact that we have Muslims, which are our sworn enemy, now we can see just the opposite. Now they're protecting them when they commit crimes against us. Now they're putting them in government. And the best that the President of the United States of America does with them is just merely slam them. He doesn't bring justice. No, he just slams them. And he lets them do what they want to do. That's all Donald Trump has to do is tell the American people to go lawfully deal with them. And you know that his followers and worshipers would just do that. As a matter of fact, I wish he would do that. Because they need to be dealt with. Because we have a serious threat in America. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Because it's exactly what we're dealing with today. I was just telling you during the end of the last segment that you're being told by the media and these said representatives who are being bought and paid for, that these people coming in from the Middle East are contributing to society. Here, I want to show you how they're contributing. Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Okay. Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is 780 every day. Isn't it interesting how they come over here or they go into prospective countries and they play the victim? I want to show you what they're the victims of, friends. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year committed by Muslims that have infiltrated and invaded the lands of Sweden. 77% of all rapes are by less than 2% Muslim. We're beginning to see that here in America. I hope the men are more than what we see over in Europe in this country than we see in those countries. England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year upon entry. Belgium, 35% of prison populations is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Listen carefully. These are the victims. These are the ones you're being told by said representatives and the mainstream media that if you dare speak out against them, friends, you're haters, you're racist, you're whatever they want to call you. They're browbeating you into submission. Don't play the PC game, friends, because if you do, you're the traitor to the principles that have been laid in this country. And the laws, which are to be ensured to keep us a free people. Okay, what they want you to do is believe that they're the victims. And I want to tell you, the only thing they're victims of is the law that exposes them for the crimes that they are committing, found in Romans 3:20, just like I'm playing right now. In the UK, the Muslims fill up 44% of high-security prisons out of a 5% population. Anybody paying attention? In the United States of America, 91.4% Muslim refugees are on food stamps. 68.3% are on cash welfare. Did you sign up for that, America? Read 2 Thessalonians 3:10. They don't work, they don't eat. If you look to Germany right now, they're actually kicking people out of their homes, making way for Muslim families. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Yeah. Remember Mrs. Merkel, that devil incarnate over there? Remember she slapped the German flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam? Do you also remember and do you also know that they take orders from the United States government, friends? They're being used as a political battering ram, just for the record. Muslim migration has doubled in the decades since 9/11, and 68% of migrants to America favor Sharia law. And then we just found out, fact, go to Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton's Judicial Watch, and you'll find that Donald Trump just signed off on tens of millions of dollars into Muslim terror-tied organizations in America. Cross-check me. Everything I'm saying, cross-check me. I'm telling you to cross-check me. Go to Judicial Watch, a very valid outlet, legitimate in so many different ways. They're very popular as well, and I was very happy to see Tom had the internal fortitude to actually broadcast that. Three times the finances into Muslim terror-tied organizations in America by Donald Trump. Okay? Well, you're being entertained. Well, he's playing... The spokesperson for National Inquiry Minds need to know how unpresidential. in so many different ways. That's all you have to do is look to Germany, Sweden, France, the UK to see what's happening concerning what's going on here, friends. And it's happening here. I'm going to tee this up and I'm going to play this audio for you. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you. Listen, I just seen it on Life Feed just a couple moments ago. You know, it's the judgment of God from the pulpits, you know, that's destroyed this country by preaching out against it. Really? Whoa, dude, are you kidding me? You know, the prosperity movement looks at the judgments of God as a work of Satan. Yet when you look at Psalm 9:16, what does it tell us? The Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. It's not a mercy of God to stand back and allow the wicked to rule the roost. No, it's a mercy of God to judge the wicked. Because that's a mercy to the innocent. How little you people that write stupid and foolish and unbiblical things have become. Jeremiah 9:24, what does it tell us? It says, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. And if I go over to Psalm 97, friends, what does it say? Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. I got Steve calling from Minnesota. How are you, my friend?
You're pretty good. I just thought it kind of interesting here is no matter how much they contradict themselves, nobody ever seems to notice. So
no, that's
when they wasted... When they wasted a good part of my life by sending me over to Desert Storm to fight them over there so we didn't fight them over here, then the next thing you know, they say we have to bring them over here. So
yeah.
How can the two things exist together and not have one of them be wrong?
Well, that's why we're on the radio, Steve, is we're actually bringing the pencil line from dot to dot so people can see. When you look at Daniel 9:7, it says that righteousness belongeth unto the Lord, but unto disobedient people, confusion of face. So there we have it.
Well, and that's why I'm kind of glad that everybody's getting afraid, because they should be. Not because,
that's right.
Not because of a virus. I mean... We get a quarter of a beef or a half a beef at a time, you know, for the simple reason that when God told Joseph, you know, when you got the 7 years of prosperity, don't consume more than what you would and what you need. Get save and be ready for the 7 bad years. Well, what's America doing? They've been backwards into debt, spending the future year after year after year after year. Does anybody save anything? If you're
I don't think
in
so.
The government to put the food on your plate 5 minutes from the time you're hungry, well, then you should panic at times like this.
That's right. We got a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. As more school systems around the nation start to close down for the coronavirus, the Boston Public School System is now saying they will close starting Tuesday until April 27th. School will be in session on Monday, according to that school district. And people searching for food on Yelp are turning more of their attention to delivery, and another sign of Americans taking up social distancing to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The ratio has risen for 11 consecutive days on Yelp. It's higher than any time in its history, including much colder periods. President Trump tweeted that Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and MSC cruises have all agreed to suspend outbound cruises for 30 days at his request. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wow. Hey, folks, interestingly enough, I have my friend Cody out in Illinois that just sent me some information over to lay to your candor. Champaign, Illinois, behind the coronavirus crisis. Champaign to hold emergency meetings, grant powers to ban sale of firearms, gasoline, liquor, and to take possession of private property? Really? Wow, who granted them powers to do that? New Orleans, Louisiana Mayor Cantrell issues proclamation of state of emergencies, grants powers to suspend sale and transportation of firearms, alcohol, explosives, and combustibles. Whoa! Is this craziness? Did you hear that from the CIA-controlled mainstream media? No! No. You didn't. These are people across the country that are communicating one with another. Now are you beginning to understand the purpose of big tech companies in censoring people? To break up those lines of connection and communication? Whoa! Just wanted to tell you, friends, what they're not. That's all I wanted to do. Talking about the 35 job government banning the sales of firearms in America during the coronavirus. What does that have to do with anything? Oh, I bet it has everything to do with everything. It's just information they haven't given you yet, right? This is craziness. This is insanity. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment, friends. For real. 35 jihadi camps in America, no mainstream media coverage, not a peep. By the way, thank you, Steve, calling from Minnesota. What a classy guy. By the way, that guy that just called in drives a three-hour round trip to come see us out in Brainerd, Minnesota yesterday. His actions spoke a lot louder than his words did. Just wanted to tell you thank you very much, Steve. You are a brother from another mother, and we have the same father. And that's really cool to me, and I totally appreciate you. Just for the record, listen to this. This is Fox News, a report on terror cells in America, reported back in 2009. Ever since then, we haven't heard a peep.
The group is responsible for over 50 attacks on U.S. soil and has over 35 compounds right here in our very own nation. Now, a new investigation by the Christian Action Network has uncovered some disturbing information about the spread of homegrown terrorists and what they mean for America.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America, in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fruqa, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side. The video called The Soldiers of Allah features Sheikh Mubarak Ali Ghanali, the mastermind and the leader of the group here in the U.S.
We are establishing training camps. You can reach us, you know, at the Grand Pope University offices in upstate New York, or in Canada, or in Michigan, or in South Carolina, or in Pakistan, wherever we are.
The tape goes on to teach Ghilani's American followers tactics in guerrilla warfare, including scaling mountains, subduing enemies, murdering guards, hijacking cars, kidnapping, weapons training, and setting off explosives. Ghilani is a Pakistani national best known for allegedly setting up journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Pearl was on the way to meet with him when he was abducted and eventually gruesomely beheaded. Armed with the, quote, Soldier of Allah training video and a history of Ghilani's terrorist rhetoric, investigators went to several of the compounds to confront his followers.
Listen to this.
You're a liar.
Don't say another word. Understand?
They were met with denial, hostility, and in some cases even violence.
Clearly looks like either knife holes or bullet holes.
And the question remains, why have these communities been left to flourish here in the U.S.? And is it only a matter of time before this anger spills on over into a violent incident?
M.R. Moyer now joins us. 35 facilities in the U.S. Tell me this is not true, and how does this continue to exist?
Well, there's 35 compounds, villages, communities that Sheikh Ghilani has inside the United States. They range anywhere from the east coast of York, South Carolina, to the west coast, Seattle, Washington, Hancock, New York, down to Texas.
Knowing the extremism that you're talking about, that he advocates here, and this is not in dispute, correct?
No, it's not in dispute.
Then why would the United States government allow these facilities to stay open?
Well, we spent 2.5 years investigating this group, and during that time we interviewed law enforcement about why these facilities are allowed to exist in the United States. We got a host of reasons, but the number one reason is they are protected by the U.S. Constitution.
No, they're
not.
They are
protected by state constitutions in the United States.
Give me a break.
Really, law enforcement's hands are tied in trying to shut these groups down.
All right, I want you to explain to our audience here, because you're describing this particular man, his involvement, you say, in the Daniel Pearl, you know, beheading. How certain are you that every one of those compounds shares the radical views?
We went to 7 of these compounds. We had the Soldiers of Allah videotape, which your viewers just watched. And we said, we're going to set out on a mission. We're going to visit the 7 compounds we were aware of and ask their leaders to watch this tape, either accept or reject Sheikh Ghilani's call to be an Islamic guerrilla warfare training camp. None of them rejected that tape.
How is he connected specifically to each and every compound?
Well, each and every compound is owned by a group called Muslims of America. Muslims of America in the United States is their American name for a group based in Pakistan called Jamaat al-Fruqa.
Which is the one that he is, and these are his words, and this is what his advocacy is. So in other words, let me guess, you tell me if I'm wrong here, so that when you went to these 7 compounds, of the 35, if they were to condemn the statements of him, that would mean to them what?
Well,
for them what?
Actually, none of them would condemn them. These people believe Sheikh Jilani is a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, that he speaks for the Prophet Muhammad. They follow him with utmost loyalty. They believe basically he is speaking for the word of Allah. They will not condemn him. They will not criticize him. That's what we learned. As a matter of fact, in one camp in Jessup, Georgia, one of the leaders watched the Soldiers of Allah videotape and said, what's wrong with Sheikh Jilani setting up paramilitary training camps inside the United States? I encourage your viewers to watch this tape. Just see what happens.
Do you think Jilani's facilities in the U.S. are planning attacks on American cities? It's almost unimaginable.
Yes.
In a post-9/11 world that could exist. You're saying you think that they're planning, plotting, scheming the next attack against the Americans.
Not only do I believe that, not only will people watch this documentary believe that, but even the law enforcement officials that we have spoken with, not the ones based in Washington, D.C., but the field officers, they believe that. We've had law enforcement tell us they have weapons of mass destruction that they...
What kind of weapons of mass destruction?
Well, in some cases I can't even tell you, Sean, because the confidential information that was given to me by these particular law enforcement officials...
So you're saying without a doubt you could look in these cameras tonight and tell the American people that there are terrorist training camps on our soil, we're not doing anything about it, and they're planning and they will hit America?
I would say without a doubt Al-Qaeda would love to have such compounds that range from 25 acres to 300 acres sitting on American soil,
right,
in order to hide terrorists, hide weapons, and train future jihadists for the United States. It's shocking.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. That was Fox News. That's Sean Hannity back in 2009. You know, it's absolutely astounding to me that this guy said that the U.S. Constitution protects these people for being on our soil. Jihadi camps, weapons of mass destruction, arms trafficking in America, 35 jihadi camps. And you're being deterred through a phony process of impeachment. You're being deterred through a coronavirus crisis. You're being deterred from what's happening in your backyard when they go out and threaten Iran or another country. Friends, don't forget what's happening here. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will reap everlasting life. Listen, you have 730 military camps in countries all over the globe. We have no constitutional authority to do that. How many countries have we used our military to destroy who did absolutely nothing to us except, friends, they did absolutely nothing to us in any sense of the word except defend themselves in an attempt to stop the New World Order. 737 military bases. Did you delegate authority to government to go ahead and do that? Well, guess what? It's happening here. Does anybody understand a little history under Adolf Hitler? Align himself with the Muslims to use them for his purposes? Friends, you can watch videos on this of the SS hanging out with the Muslims that they used to do their killing for them. Just for the record, you're reaping what you're sowing. It's exactly what's happening. Isn't it interesting that for 18 years, again, the U.S. government and the mainstream media claimed that we're under attack by Muslims. Now they're protecting 35 jihadi camps in America. They're attacking Americans that call them out for their crimes. They're allowing them to take position in government today. Subversives, putting their hand on the Quran, calling for the killing of the infidel. That's you and me, friends. And this guy says that the Constitution protects them? Are you kidding me? Did it protect Germany when we attacked them? Did it protect Afghanistan when we attacked them? Did it protect Iraq when we attacked them? Or Iran? Or any other country that said no to the global agenda that the Bushes have been for decades in this country been pushing for? Really? Let's put this into context, friends. The Constitution protects them on American soil. Well, folks, we called it constitutional when we attacked their country. Now they're here to attack us, as this gentleman said. on Sean Hannity's Fox report. And now we're being told by our government in the mainstream media they have a constitutional right to be here. Well, guess what, friends? This is what happens to a people that turn their back on being the strength of the Constitution.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about how the media, today the mainstream media, is diverting your attention from the 35 known jihadi camps in America. You should be asking why. You should be asking why. But you're being distracted. You're being diverted from another crisis that's probably created. Not saying it is, but I'm saying it looks very suspicious. Question its origins. And this authenticity is no question about it. You'd be a fool to do otherwise, friends, to leave off your duty. Just played a report during the last segment. Sean Hannity from Fox News back in 2009. One of my live chat friends just said this should be talked about every day. Yeah, it should be laid to the candor of the President of the United States of America and ask why he's funding these individuals. He keeps talking, by the way, about the wall that's being built on the southern border. People need to keep in mind that wall, that portion of the wall that he's talking about, is not being built. It's being fixed. It's old wall. Okay? Just did a town hall meeting in Brainerd, Minnesota. Everybody in that room asked the question, why has the swamp not been drained? Why are these people called the Muslims given a free pass to come into the United States of America? Because the Lord's above all this. You need to understand that. The Lord said in Deuteronomy 32:25, for a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will, said the Lord, upon a disobedient people, heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. I will. He said, the sword without and terror within. If you read Leviticus 26, verse 15, 16, and 17, you'll see that the Lord is the one that appoints terror. He will cause those that hate you to rule over you. You can either, believers, believe the word of God, or you can disbelieve. It matters not. No more than you can stand in front of a bus, it matters not, because it's going to hit you sooner or later. And it's called the judgments of God. And you can rest assured the judgments of God are upon this country because of their disobedience to Him. You want me to gauge that? Look to the schools. Look what's being taught in public schools. Look what's happening in the Capitol. Look what you've allowed concerning your representatives. Let's go to that which takes precedent to even them, because their government is a fruit of the church. Look what you've allowed to take the pulpits, a bunch of hirelings that are not defending the sheep from the wolves, but rather opening the gates to the wolves to devour the sheep, that are advocating the very things that God condemns, that are alluring the very people that I'm highlighting today into America because they call it love and compassion. It's just the exact opposite. It's biblical illiteracy, it's a reprobate, and it's a hireling, and they have no business in the pulpit whatsoever. I'm going to do a whole show on that, friends. You want to talk about your Christianity? Let me judge you by your fruits. I am. I totally am. I got another piece I want to share with you from Anderson Cooper. Did a great job. Again, far be it from me to be backwards to give praise where praise is due. This is in 2009 when everybody was getting freaked out post-September 9/11. When the American people were asking the question, why did you create all of these agencies in the United States of America through the Unpatriot Act, which is unconstitutional, and why are they attacking us, we the people in this country, and making way for those that mean to conquer? Because they're being used, like the homosexuals were and are, being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty because they're trying to create a brave new world. Right? It's time where either we're going to fear the face of God and not fear the face of man, or we're going to fear the face of man and succumb to His mercies. And the Bible says clearly, the mercies of the wicked are cruel. This is Anderson Cooper, friends. Back in 2009, did he blurt the truth out in his confusion? I don't know, but it was a great report, and it was all true. Listen carefully.
Muslims rejoicing in the carnage. They call themselves the Revolution Muslim. Today on their website, they called the alleged shooter, Major Hassan, an officer and a gentleman. They said, quote, we love you. At the same time, they called the slain soldiers terrorists who are in, quote, eternal hellfire. These men are radicals, but they are also Americans, believe it or not, who praise Osama bin Laden and celebrate the 9/11 attacks. So what's so extraordinary is that we found them out in broad daylight, out on the streets of New York, trying to spread their message just a few feet from a peaceful American mosque. Drew Griffin of CNN Special Investigations Unit has this Uncovering America report.
For 20 years, the Muslim faithful have been drawn to this gleaming mosque in the heart of New York. It is time for afternoon prayers. American Muslims and Muslims from overseas, as many as 4,000, visit here every day. They come to praise Allah, give thanks, and to pray for peace. Imam Shamsi Ali preaches against terror here, against the violence that right now sweeps many Muslim countries. But just outside the gates to his mosque, radical Muslims are preaching a very different view.
How big a threat are these people who come here, well, maybe here today, and trying to reach your congregation?
Islam is about peace. Islam is about moderation. Islam is about friendship. Islam opposes any kind of hatred against anybody.
These are the brothers of Revolution Muslim.
We tell you Muslims to rise up.
They are recruiting just outside New York's 96th Street Mosque.
That the Quran commands the Jews disavow and make hatred and enmity between democracy, between
Khattab, a Jew who lived in Israel and abruptly converted to Islam, and Yunus Abdullah Muhammad, also a convert, both born and raised in the United States, a country whose way of life they say they hate. And if you are not a Muslim, they count you as a disbeliever. Their mission? To terrorize you.
We're commanded to terrorize the disbelievers. And this is a religion, like
we're
I said.
Commanded to terrorize the disbelievers.
The Quran says very clearly in the Arabic language, Torhibuna. This means terrorize them. It's a command from Allah.
So you're commanded.
It's a terrorize them.
Terrorize.
Doesn't mean
anybody.
You define terrorism as going and killing an innocent civilian. That's what you're. I define terrorism as making them fearful so that they think twice before they go rape your mother or kill your brother or go onto your land and try to steal your resources.
It is that jihadist version of Islam which allows them to conclude the killing of American soldiers overseas is justified, that the attack of 9/11 was also justified, and that an attack on almost any American is justified.
Americans will always be a target and a legitimate target until America changes its nature in the international arena.
In separate and disturbing interviews, both look to one man as the true living model of Islam, Osama bin Laden.
I love Osama bin Laden. Wallahi, I love him. Like, I can't begin to tell you because I haven't seen that he's really done anything wrong from the Sharia. I love him like more than I love myself.
What they want is U.S. forces to be defeated for a Muslim holy land stretching from China to Rome. And yes, they yearn for the day Israel will vanish.
So you would like Israel to be bombed, Jews to...
I think that's... Do you think that's a rational comeback?
I'm asking you.
I would like to see Israel wiped off the map. I would like to see a mushroom cloud over it. But before that, I'd like to see the people guided, and I'd like them to go back to their original countries where they're from.
They may seem crazy to you, but you are not their target audience. The FBI has assigned agents to watch them, to monitor their website, and perhaps more importantly... Watch those who are viewing and listening. Like Neil Bryant Venus, a young New Yorker who has pled guilty in a plot to blow up the Long Island Railroad. He met with and admired Khattab.
I just knew that he was a good Muslim brother and that was it.
Khattab claims friendship with Tariq Mehana and Daniel Maldonado. Maldonado arrested and pled guilty in Texas.
Okay,
receiving
friends,
military
you're getting the
training.
Point, right? This is in the United States of America. It talked about how the FBI is appointed to watch over them. We just found out in the state of Minnesota here, the FBI was actually sending agents in to back up Hamas terror-tied care, in shutting down anybody that dare speaks out against Islam. In Minnesota here. Okay, this is happening all across the country. What I was highlighting during the New Mexico compound where they were raising up 11 kids to commit jihad in public schools by shooting kids to death in America, we found out from the sheriff, I spoke to him personally, we found that the FBI did the cover-up. We just found out that in Mississippi they had another compound there as well. Of course, you didn't hear anything to the mainstream media. You need to begin to understand as to what's going on in your country today, friends, because again, I don't care what a false prophet has to tell you. I don't care what a politician has to tell you. They, in their own blindness, friends, in their own foolishness, friends, they're prophesying, they're speaking out of their own wicked hearts. The Bible clearly says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I can. How can I know it? By sticking to the Word of God that tells America the opposite of what you're being told by these people that are attempting to appease you on so many different fronts. I do what I do because I love you. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a good weekend, friends, but get educated. See you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.